What makes your business, your product, your service, the thing that you're selling really attractive to other people? Why would people want to buy it? Now, of course, the number one answer is it's going to add massive value to their lives. It's going to make them feel good, look good. Something about it is going to add value to their life and they can feel it. Now, you can't put that into a dollar value, the feeling of that, but people are prepared to pay for the feeling of not having to squish into their clothes. They love the feeling of being able to drive a new car. They love the feeling of owning their own home. So people buy feelings. How and why would they buy from you? What makes you, and this is the big question, different from everybody else? So the first question to ask is, why would people buy a product or a service from me? Second question is, versus buying that same product or service from someone else. Third question is versus not buying that product or service at all. So if we use something like a personal training session, why would they train with you versus train with another personal trainer versus not bother having a personal trainer at all? And the answer is really simple. Your business, whatever business you're in, needs to have five unique selling propositions. Now, I'm using five as a round number because you could have four, you could have seven, you could have 17. But if you strive for five, do you like that? If you strive for five, if you only come up with three, that's okay. But the idea is to strive for five. Five unique selling propositions and five unique points of difference. Now, both of those are completely different things. And in any business degree, any marketing degree, you'll hear this. People will say you have to have a USP, a unique selling proposition, or you have to have a POD, a point of difference. And here is the difference between the two. The wording unique selling proposition means what can you sell, what can you market to the general public, what can you talk about your product or service in your marketing, on your website, the way you advertise your business that would make you stand out from everybody else. And that's the big important thing about unique selling proposition. The things that are completely different about your business than anybody else's. And that way you'll never have to compete on price because people will say, well, that's why you go and train with her, or that's why you buy a real estate piece of property from him, or that's why you get your house painted by them, because they are so uniquely different in these at least strive for five ways. Now, if somebody's talking about you, so the first one is your unique selling proposition, you can put into your marketing the five things that make us completely different from any other gym, the five things that make us completely different from any other personal trainer, the five things that make us completely different from any other real estate agent. That's what you can put into your marketing. You can talk about yourself and tell everybody what makes you different. That's a unique selling proposition. Your point of difference, you cannot put into your marketing. Your point of difference is what other people will be saying about you when they're describing your business. So if your friends or your family or your clients or your customers at a social group or a barbecue and somebody says, why do you go to that gym? They will say, well, they've got fluffy white towels. They dress like professionals. They arrive on time. They remember your name and they come up with four or five things all by themselves that are completely different from any other gym that they've ever been to before. However, you can't put on your own marketing, we dress well, we arrive on time, we give you a fluffy white towel, because they are points of difference that if you talk about them, you sound a bit silly. It's like saying I'm a really nice person. You could put it in your marketing, but it's expected that you would be a nice person. Your points of difference are the things that people will say about you when they're describing your business, when somebody says to them, what makes them completely different to any other business you've used before? So I'll use the example again. Well, I use John's plumbing because he always arrives on time. And if he doesn't arrive on time, he does your plumbing for free. It's the most amazing thing you could have ever heard of before. Now, John could use that in his marketing. So there is a crossover between points of difference and unique selling propositions. However, be very aware that the most powerful, of course, your points of difference is what other people will say about you. However, you have to get people using your product or service before they start talking about it. So remember, marketing is everything you do to attract people into your business. The way you answer the phone, the condition of your car, the condition of your fingernails, what your business looks like, what your website looks like, what your brochure looks like, Everything about you is something that will attract people towards your business or make your business distasteful to them, or not, they don't want to do business with you. So come up with, strive for five unique selling propositions, things that you can put in your marketing that actually say this: the five unique and different things about this landscaping business are, the five unique and different things about our cleaning business are, the five unique and different things about our gym are, and you tell the world. And they have to be different to any other gym, because otherwise it'll just be a lie. Your points of difference are the beautiful, special things that you do for your customers and clients that they'll be raving about. I went to a coffee shop in Melbourne and they asked me what my name was. And when my coffee came out, they had created a mug for me with my name on it. Now, when I left, I didn't take the mug with me. They hung it on the wall. But when I go back to have coffee there, I can drink out of my own mug. Now, for somebody like me, that's just gorgeous, because I love drinking out of my own things. So they don't advertise, "We give you your own mug," because that's not something that they could advertise, because not everybody's going to get one. However, that's something that I've just shared with you that I'm excited about, which gives that cafe a point of difference. And it's Mario's and it's in Carlton and I love it. So you just have to decide five unique things that will make you different to any other business, and then five special things that you'll do for your customers and clients that they'll be talking about you. You have to go to this beautician because she does this, 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 and this, and nobody's ever done that for me before, which makes you unique and different and special and memorable. And it's why people will want to do business with you rather than doing business with somebody else, rather than not doing business at all. It's fun.